This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Don't look at him, Mitchell.
Why is he looking around like that?
I don't know. Are you okay? You look bothered.
Yeah, I'm just... Yeah, I'm fine.
Why are you looking around like that, Lawrence? You're making my partner uncomfortable.
Like what?
You're not staring at anything. You're just looking around.
I'm blind.
You're blind? Bullshit. Well, I'll be. He's blind, Colin.
Blind?
Yeah.
How did he kill that?
I told you I didn't kill him.
You didn't?
No.
Well, I think you'll spend a couple weeks in county, and then we'll see about exactly what you did or didn't do.
Colin.
Yeah.
Come here for a second.
What?
I can barely see anything in the fog, but... What is that?
I don't know. Are we back at the docks?
No, it's too soon.
Go slow.
What is that?
Oh, damn, Caldwell, that's a ship. Get the light. Kill the engine. Hello? Is anybody on board?
Is it? It looks rusted through. She's huge. Who would leave her here in the harbor? How wouldn't we have...
Hello?
What's that noise?
I don't know. A motor? I'm not sure.
What is it? A fishing boat?
Maybe. It's big. It's got rooms, for Christ's sake. Maybe it came in from the ocean, got lost in the fog.
What do we do?
All right, kid. Do you want to stay here with him or head on board and take a look?
Jesus Christ.
I'll take a look on the ship.
All right.
Officer.
What?
Where are we?
There's a ship here. It looks abandoned, but we're making sure no one's on board. And no one is in need of help.
Officer, you're making a grave mistake.
Well, that's a laugh coming from you.
Listen to me. This fog, this lake,
I think I'm just about done listening to you.
Except you have yet to try. I'm trying to tell you that I am not Lawrence Holder. I bought that ID when I lost my own, and as much as it looks very bad right now, I need you to understand that you and your partner are in danger. There is something wrong with this lake, this area, this island that we've just come from.
Why do you say that?
Because it's true! I didn't kill that man. I don't know how he died. Just try to listen to me. Your partner, he's in danger. He was already losing a bit of his mind, and this thing that has been following me, it...
All right, that's enough. Caldwell, you okay?
No, listen. This being that has been tracking me, it weakens your mind until...
I said that's enough. Caldwell! You're gonna stay put right here.
Well, this feels like it's going to end well.
You killed my partner.
I did. Yes.
And now you want to work together again.
I just want to bask for a moment in the realization that, should these police bring you to jail, the King in Yellow will have his pick of the litter. Your bunkmate, the guards watching you, all of them can be infected by him, driven mad until they do his bidding. Just like Amanda said. Imagine not only being trapped in a cell for the rest of your days, but trapped in a cell with a mad king able to enter your dreams.
What is wrong with you?
You! You do nothing but piss and moan while I have to sit idly by, unable to act on anything. It's like watching a film about a pathetic man who can't stand the sight of his own shadow, and yet I am unable to leave.
Is that what you want? You want to leave because...
Because what?
Have you thought about what happens if I die? This dark world you seemed so ready to forget, it's waiting for you, John, or whatever the fuck you want to be called. And why do you think that place waits for you? What do you think sent you there in the first place? Maybe being a right prick is on the list of requirements for admittance. In which case, pack your bag, because when we are done with this ride, I am sure you'll be heading back, having met the qualification 10 times over at least. That's right. You're so comfortable being along for the ride that you forgot that I'm steering, and I can drive us right off a fucking cliff if I want.
You wouldn't.
Maybe. Maybe not. Maybe the only thing... What the fuck was that?
Something is shooting on the boat.
Shooting what?
How the fuck should I know?
Listen, I don't care if you and I don't see eye to eye. If we don't work together, we're dead. We're both gone. So tell me what you see.
The boat is a large fishing vessel, spotted with rust. It hugs the mist, much like our own boat.
The keys for this?
Taken by the older officer, the one who hit us. The water is still. The younger officer tied the front of this boat to the drifting ship, which seems anchored.
Anchored? And the sound?
No idea. Nothing I can see is making that sound. There is a lot of fog surrounding us.
Right. All right.
What are you doing?
Well, we can't row this boat back with our hands cuffed, and it doesn't sound like they're coming back.
So you're going to go, what? Find them?
I don't know, but I'm handcuffed, and what other options are there?
Just wait, or find a way to move this boat. Normally, I...
Do you want me to wait?
I want you to think.
That sounds like the same thing. If we wait here, we may not get a second chance.
So you...
So I'm going to follow.
The ladder is to your right. Have you considered how you're going to climb with your hands cuffed?
I'll make it work. There.
Impressive.
What? What is this ship?
It looks like a seafaring vessel, large enough to house a number of people. I can't tell if it's fishing or what. The fog is thick, even on the deck. To the right of us is the main living area, I suppose. I can't see a door to enter, but it's the main part of this vessel.
Any sign of where the officers may have gone?
None.
What is that sound? Can we find it?
It sounds like it's coming from the back of the boat.
The stern?
Yes.
Well, let's see about that first.
Wait.
What?
The door, leading into the living quarters. It's open.
The officers?
May have gone in there.
Right, let's be careful.
There's blood here in the hallway, running along the metallic walls of this room. It's a short passageway forward into what looks to be the dining area for the crew.
The blood, is it old?
Yes.
Jesus.
Whatever happened here happened quite some time ago. The dining room looks empty, well used. There are things strewn about, though.
Oh, the smell is very foul. Something has been rotting away in here. Where are the crew?
That's the question, isn't it?
The blood?
Leads up a small passageway, towards the bridge, maybe. Wait.
What?
There's a cabin to your left that's opened. Head there. Looks like a crew cabin for two. One bed is well made. The other looks like they had a tough time sleeping. The floor is stained.
Blood?
No, I don't think so. It looks like mud or silt. The floor in general is in disarray. The sheets look well worn, maybe even slightly ripped.
I wonder what they were out here for. Does anything speak to maybe their purpose for being here?
Nothing stands out. But the porthole window is broken, and there is a fair amount of grease on the cabinet doors.
Engine work?
Maybe. This window has a large stain beneath it.
How so?
As if something were leaking. Mud-like.
Strange.
Maybe they were passing something through and spilled it.
Were there any other cabins?
There was another cabin down the hall a bit.
Let's check it out.
Why?
Because I want to understand what happened here.
A little further. There, to your left.
Well? John?
There are images all over the walls here.
Images?
Drawings, sketches, hundreds upon hundreds, all on top of each other.
Of what?
Eyes.
Human eyes, or...?
All different types. Some drawn large and loose, some small and beady. The floor as well is littered with pages.
What happened here?
Clearly someone very unwell spent time in this room. This doesn't speak to a person in a healthy frame of mind.
Whose room was this? Is there a name on the door, or...?
Captain. It's written on his trunk.
The captain of the ship was obsessed... specifically with his eyes. That must have been terrifying to follow such a madman. What were they doing out here?
There's no log of sorts. There are a few articles pinned to the wall next to his bunk. This bunk is just as torn as the last one, as if they all had a tough time sleeping. The first article reads, "A Whale of a Tale." Seems to be about a large whale that capsized a fishing vessel.
A whale?
There's another article here about a local legend. A demon of the seas.
Right.
And another... I think something was watching us.
Something.
We should not linger here. Whatever happened to this crew...
All right. Yes.
Bridges up a sharp set of stairs. Go slow. I feel like something is close.
Something.
There's blood here too, but it's fresh.
Jesus.
This is the bridge. The large windows look out nearly every direction, but they're broken.
Broken? Removed or just cracked?
Large holes smashed into each one, as if done with a sledgehammer.
What on earth? The blood?
It's everywhere. Oh. The floor is covered in fresh blood.
Fuck.
But there's also old, drying blood on the helm. The fog outside is so thick it looks as if we're in another world.
Where are we? You said the ship is anchored. Are there any documents here? A map or...
Yes, next to the helm.
This?
Yes. They're definitely meant to be here.
They meant to be where?
Where we're anchored.
But there's nothing out here. The officer said we're in the middle of nowhere.
Maybe.
The blood. Where does it lead?
Right. The back of... Oh, fuck.
What?
The officer is here.
Is he?
No. He's been shot in the head.
No. Oh, fuck.
3 times.
What? Which one?
The older one. The one who hit us. Burkhardt, I believe.
Then the other one.
Shot him? Maybe. Maybe there's someone still alive on this boat.
No.
Arthur! We need to get off this fucking boat. Get the keys to the handcuffs. His belt. There.
I'm happy to never use these again.
No. Keep them.
Right. The boat keys.
I don't see them. Search them.
Anything?
I don't see anything. The other officer might have them.
Fuck.
His gun. It's still in the holster. Grab it. Back on the table, I saw the layout of the ship.
Okay.
There. Wheelhouse. That's where we are. We came through accommodations, out from the deck facing the stern. We're tied up on the starboard side.
Okay. Okay.
There is the engine room, lower hold, upper hold, and factory deck. Fuck.
What?
There are many places the other officer could be.
And how should we even approach them?
Look, we can't stay here, regardless. We have to find him. That we are in agreement about. Let's start by going back to the ship. For all we know, he might be there.
We are already here. Let's search here before we head back. Honestly, there's no sense in trying to navigate our way back to where we started, only just to come back here.
All right.
Right. Well, you said that there was a wheelhouse, the engine room...
The lower hold, the upper hold, and the factory deck.
The lower and upper hold, I just assume is storage of sorts?
Yes.
What is a factory deck?
I'm not sure.
All right, well, we've checked the crew cabins. Was that all of them?
I think so.
The staircase here, does it head straight down to the hold?
Yes, the one we took up here also heads down, though in a different direction.
Right, let's head for the hold first. And you said there's nothing out here in the water?
No. They've circled coordinates on the map, but they seem to me in the middle of nowhere.
Right. Right.
Are we heading to the hold?
Yes, whichever we run into first, I suppose. Upper or lower.
Keep the gun in front. If I say fire, fire.
All right.
You're back in the kitchen. Take a sharp turn and continue. No, yes. Down. I would guess this is the upper hold.
What is it used for? It smells like...
Fish.
Yes, yes.
Regardless, it's now vacant. There is a door here connecting to what I would imagine is the lower hold.
A door?
Yes, it's shut.
Odd. I really cannot make sense of what they did here. What brought them out here? What caused them to abandon the ship?
Who said they abandoned it?
You said that upstairs, too.
It's a possibility. Someone killed the policeman upstairs.
Yes, I know, but...
But what?
But I think maybe you are right. I think it was the other officer. Part of me doesn't want to believe the King in Yellow can influence someone so quickly and so potently, but being optimistic isn't a risk we can afford to take anymore. We are being followed, hunted, even. Why, I don't know.
Amanda knew something she shouldn't have. And now...
Now we know it too.
Maybe it's that simple.
Maybe. Regardless, sorry. The boat, the keys, and then land.
Then Leary.
Leary?
The cult. We still need answers.
Right.
This isn't going away. This is our life now.
Our life.
The door waits for you, Arthur.
It's a bit stuck.
It looks like it might be slightly rusted.
I can't... Oh, wait. Wait, there it goes.
I doubt he's behind. Wait. That's not rust.
Oh! God. Oh, my God. Oh, fuck. That stench.
Arthur.
Oh, that stench is unbearable. Oh, my God.
Arthur.
What?
We know what happened to the crew.
Why?
There are two men in here. Their corpses are rotting, covered in dried blood.
Oh, Jesus
Jesus fucking.
It looks like both sets of their eyes have been gouged out.
Oh.
Arthur, just breathe. Arthur.
Oh, I can't breathe. I can feel it in my... I can taste it. Oh, goddamn. I need to...
Arthur, breathe. You're in the kitchen. No, not that way. No, those are the crew cab. Yes, the deck is... Yes.
Oh, God.
Well, you're back outside.
Oh, God. Oh, I couldn't.
I know.
Oh. What has cursed this ship? We need to leave this place. Where else can we...
The factory deck, but that's...
That fucking noise!
Yes, so you've said.
Where... I can hear it, it's...
Arthur, the fog is so thick. Move slowly.
What on earth...
Stop.
What is it?
I'm not sure.
It smells like... Like petrol.
It's definitely some sort of machine.
Is there a...
Wait. Wait, no, that's a...
That's better. It's doing my head in. What is a petrol engine doing here?
It's relatively small. It's welded to the stern here, and there's a line running off of it.
What do you mean?
There's a large tube running off into the fog.
Well, where does it lead?
Arthur, this runs straight off the back and into the water.
Into the water?
Yes. There's actually a line tied off as well. A thick rope knotted around the railing.
What was that?
What?
Listen. That. Did you hear that?
Yes.
Is there something down there?
I think so.
What on earth? Should we pull it up?
It doesn't matter what I say, Arthur. We both know that you're going to pull it up.
Why do you say that?
Why? Because it's true.
How?
You've always managed to put yourself in harm's way.
That's not true. That's not
a... You continually put yourself in a compromising position based on poor decisions. It's not even a judgment, Arthur. It's just a fact.
A fact that you skew to suit your vitriolic vision of me.
Is that what you think?
Yes.
Then why are you going to pull it up?
What do you mean, why?
Just leave it. Just leave well enough alone. It has nothing to do with us or the problems we now face. We need the keys, and we need to leave.
And yet...
You feel compelled to pull on yet another string.
Yes.
I may not be seeing your way of thinking, Arthur, but I do see you. I see the way your mind works.
Yes, I suppose you do.
Well?
Well.
What are we waiting for?
Some sort of comfort, I suppose.
Comfort? Arthur, comfort was left on the floor of your office back in Arkham. It's stuffed in the closet with long-forgotten cases, worn, weathered coats, and the body of your partner.
Why did you lie to me? Back then, you said you let me believe that I killed him.
And?
And you did.
Does the divide really seem that vast anymore? The line between you and I?
You act like this stuff doesn't bother you, but it does. Whatever crisp alien exterior you force yourself to keep, I don't buy it.
No.
No, you wanted to be called John. A month alone with no one but a nurse to visit. You felt something, a tug. Perhaps from a former life, perhaps only a vision of what I once had, but it warmed something within you.
You sound...
And what's more, I feel it. I feel that warmth within you. Deep down. Yes, there is hate. But your anger, it is a human-like petulance, as if a soul first learning to walk. Your violent outbursts, your sulky demeanor, you melt away when caught up in our path. Why do you shy away from it?
Arthur, I don't even...
Right. That's like asking a scorpion why it stings the frog.
What?
The nature of the beast, it's a fable. A scorpion asks for travel across a deep pond on a frog's back. It promises not to sting. It convinces the frog, for why would it kill both the frog and itself? And yet, halfway across, the bite of the stinger kills the frog. It is within my nature, is all the scorpion says before the two drown.
That is a flawed fable.
Why?
Because the scorpion isn't aware of what waits for him after death. Otherwise, nature or not, he wouldn't kill the frog. It looks like the rain is held off for as long as possible.
Right.
It's deep. Keep pulling.
It feels like it's caught on something. Is the tube?
Yes. The two are most definitely connected. There. It's almost...
What is it? Can you see it?
I can't quite tell. It looks like a machine, maybe.
I can't hold it for long.
Arthur, it's a man. A man in a diving suit. Pull him up onto the ship.
Jesus, he's so heavy. Let's...
His body is... Oh, Jesus, fuck, Arthur. The entire lower half of his body has been ripped clean off.
What? What?
Arthur, this man has been torn in half below the waist.
Christ! How? Why?
The tube is connected to his helmet. I guess this is a breathing apparatus, a diving suit. He's wearing a worn, deep gray suit that's puckered with water. I cannot see the face behind the helmet.
His legs?
The entire lower half of him is missing, jagged and loose. His spine is broken, and a few of his ribs have been pulled out through his stomach.
Oh my God. Who is it?
I don't know. We could take off the helmet.
No. I don't...
Then there's no sense in guessing. A crewman, maybe.
Fine. Thank God I can't see.
God.
What?
His face, Arthur. You don't want to.
Just tell me.
It looks like his eyes have broken open with the pressure. But his mouth is agape, broken and torn into a ghastly scream of pain. There's something moving in his mouth. There are white worms crawling out of his... And his eyes as well. Arthur, we need
to... Did you see it?
What?
Arthur, it's the other officer. He's holding a gun on us, and...
It's okay.
Did you see it?
No.
The eyes. I saw them. I feel like they've plagued my dreams since I was a boy. But I've only just seen them. With newborn eyes today.
Arthur!
Officer, are you all right?
Yeah. I heard the voice.
Whose voice?
You know who. His voice. I felt it.
Arthur!
Black stars, cloudy depths. He wants more but didn't push. He simply unlocked the door.
Arthur, he's not wearing his uniform anymore.
But those eyes.
He's wearing a diving suit.
They stare at me.
He's holding a second diver's helmet in his free hand. The other...
Officer Cadwell, right?
Yes, sir.
Look, I know you've been through a lot. And I know that...
Put on the helmet.
What?
That helmet. His helmet. Put it on.
What? Why?
It's down there.
What is...
The eyes. I want you to see him too.
Arthur, go for his gun. I can guide you there. Just move side to side, and maybe if you...
Put the helmet on. Now.
Arthur, grab it!
I
Don't come any closer.
Maybe you can go around to the side of him. Arthur, you've been shot twice in the gut.
Goddamn, this hurts.
Arthur, don't try to get up. He's standing over us.
I can help you. Let me stop the hurt.
Wait!
Arthur? You. Arthur.
Arthur. John. I feel...
Arthur. You've been shot in the chest.
I can't feel...
Just... Arthur,
I'm sorry.
Arthur, you have nothing...
I'm scared. The Dark World.
I'll meet you there, friend. Arthur, turn your head. Can you move your... Yes, there. The water. Arthur, there's something coming out of the water. The gunfire must have... The officer is standing on the edge of the water, but... There are... Jesus Christ, Arthur! There are tentacles coming out of the water! There!
You have some spirit, don't you?
Please.
No need to say please, friend. I'll make sure this one goes into your head.
Okay.
Arthur, the tentacles are wrapping around his...
What the...
Jesus Christ, Arthur! He's just been torn in two! Arthur, there are tendrils coming out of the water on all sides. They're moving about the deck. We need to move.
John.
Arthur, we need to...
John, what?
Arthur!
What happened?
The Wraith!
What?
She appeared, Arthur. She whispered something to us and...
And repaid her debt.
Your wounds.
I can hardly feel them.
Arthur, one of the tentacles is wrapped around your leg. It's pulling us towards the... Hold your breath! Get out of it. Jesus Christ. There are hundreds of massive tentacles here, all writhing and pulling apart the... Oh my God, Arthur. I see it. The eye. There is a creature of unfathomable size down here. It. Arthur, get back to the boat! No. No. Yes. You're almost there. Just keep... Climb, Arthur! The lower half of the officer is still on the deck. Get his keys! Quickly, to the other boat! Arthur, the tentacles are everywhere. Waving and squeezing them. They're pulling this entire ship down. Move!
Jesus Christ. What's happening to the ship?
It's pulling it down, but the fog has obscured it from view.
What the fuck was that?
I have no idea, but it's I.
Don't start coming loose on me now.
I won't.
The Wraith.
She appeared as you drew your last breath, Arthur. It seems she had been watching us, waiting to repay the favor.
Well, I hope she considers us even, because...
What?
Never mind. Let's just get somewhere far away from here.
The fog is departing. The lake is moonlit and peaceful. It feels like we came from a different world.
Oh, even on my skin, the air is sweet and clean.
I see the shore, and a large town a ways away.
I'm exhausted.
Yes, I can imagine. You died.
I know. I could feel something on the other side.
What do you mean?
There was a moment where I heard... I felt...
The dark world.
Yes. I think so. Yes.
That was too close a call.
I know.
For both of us.
Yes.
Slow down. We're nearing the shore.
I'm going to ditch the boat. Are there any supplies?
This boat has a small cabin. Some supplies. I guess we lost our gun when you put it down on the deck to pull up the body.
We lose guns more than anything else.
But it seems like you can be Arthur Lester again.
What supplies are here?
There are a few items. A lighter, a flashlight.
I'll take them all. In this?
Yes.
Right.
I heard... You said you heard something from the dark world.
Yes, it was a voice. It said my name.
What did the voice sound like?
It sounded like you. There, that's all of it.
Let's send it back out to sea.
Yes. Looks like we're back at one.
With a little more experience.
I'm going to start a fire. Sleep on the beach. We're far enough from the town.
Yes, it is a nice night after all. Arthur, I'm sorry.
You're saying that because you're afraid.
I'm saying it because I lost sight of what was important.
Not returning to the dark world.
In part.
Only part?
I can't remember who or what I am, but what I do know is that I have a choice in how I choose to act from here.
I suppose we all do.
Regardless, you and I are one, and I need to begin to see us as one. We may disagree, but I need you to know that I benefit from you and your existence greatly.
Good. Great. Me too.
Arthur...
I'm just not in the mood right now, John. I haven't slept since waking up from my coma, and my body... I'm just woken from the dead.
All right.
I appreciate what you're saying. I really do. Thank you. There. That should do. Good night, John.
Arthur... When you died, I heard you say something.
What?
A name.
Did I?
Who is Faro?
My daughter. Good night, John.